You're listening to Eureka on Monocle 24 with me, Daniel Bage, host of The Entrepreneurs. Brother and sister duo Sean and Sarah Panton are the founders of Vitruvi, the Vancouver-based essential oil brand. The pair began making their own essential oils, an alternative to scented candles, in their kitchen and launched the company back in 2014. But the company has since outgrown its humble beginnings. Vitruvi's line of natural-made oils and understated ceramic diffusers, while available online, are also stocked in major global retailers, from Sephora to Nordstrom. For this week's show, Sarah Panton paid a visit to Monocle's Toronto Bureau to tell us the story of Vitruvi.
Oil is found in most plants, flowers, resins, and it's actually what protects the plant. It's a volatile oil, and we extract it through two different methods. One is cold pressing. So think about when you peel an orange and some of that oil gets on your hands. That's the essential oil from an orange. And we also use steam distillation, and that's how we get the oils out of flowers. So we put the plant material or the flowers or the wood in a big vat of steam and then condense off the oils from the water. So the company and product really came from a desire of that I had, which was wanting to use scent strategically through my day. I was in medical school. I had just studied global health and had done a lot of courses in medical anthropology. I was traveling abroad to Kenya and Morocco and was learning about traditional botanicals and wanted to figure out how I could put them into my days. So our first blend was our focus blend, which we use at our desk. And from there, it expanded, and I became really interested in the chemical properties of essential oils, so them being naturally antimicrobial or antibacterial. Tea tree might be an example of that most people would know about, that you could clean with it. Orange oil, which has been used in cleaning products for decades to help with breaking down grease. So I started learning about those properties and then learning about how scent affects the brain. And today it comes together into a product line that lets people both diffuse and create natural home scenting that's a non-toxic alternative to candles and synthetic fragrance, as well as personal body care and beauty products. The way that scent affects the brain is through the first of 12 cranial nerves. So cranial nerve 1, this is, I'm going to get really nerdy, is the olfactory nerve. And it bypasses this part of the brain called the thalamus, which is kind of like the command control center of the brain and gives us reasoning. And this is kind of curious because it's the reason why we can smell something and have a feeling before we know what that feeling is. The example is like smelling a cologne or a perfume and feeling sad or sick and realizing it's an ex-boyfriend or girlfriend's. And it's that thing that we call scent association. Same reason why you might go home to visit your parents or family and the scent of a home makes you feel comforted. So that's how it really affects the brain, and what we can do is help cue the brain to understand different rituals and habits. The brain is super lazy. It likes taking the same route to work in the morning. It also likes things that are familiar. So if we go to bed with the same scent or wake up with the same scent, it's a trigger that lets the body and brain know what we're supposed to be doing. So the story of Vitruvi really kind of from the beginning started where I grew up with my brother, who's also the co-founder of the company. We grew up in a really small farming community on an island off the coast of Vancouver. And our parents were early adopters of the organic movement before it was cool. So I'd grown up with an understanding of why natural personal care products were important. From there, I had never traveled as a child, but was very curious about the world and was obsessed with Jane Goodall and chimpanzees and basically thought my life would be in Tanzania counting chimps with Jane. I didn't quite get there. I did end up getting to meet her, but I ended up doing a degree in global health and was really interested in how different cultures explored health practices. And we were looking at access to medical care. And part of that process was learning about what their traditional rituals were. And that's really what started kind of the roadmap for being curious about botanicals and rituals around essential oils. So when we launched the company, we actually had no idea what industry we were in. This started in my first year of medical school. It was a blog and website. My brother was my roommate at the time, and I wrote blog articles from my bathtub. It was like my treat at the end of the day. So I'd finish studying and then prop my laptop up on the side of the tub and write about tea tree and lavender and interview people about their daily rituals. We started blending products in our kitchen, and then 2 years later, it was really all we could think about and do. And at that time, we had no idea we were in the essential oil industry. We had no idea what the competitors were. But what we had ended up doing was creating really one of the first direct-to-consumer essential oil companies in North America in an industry that had been dominated by two really large multi-level marketing companies. So we created products that we wanted, priced them, that we could afford and our friends could afford and our family. And it really kind of just took off from there. So it was not a story of a strategic business strategy. It was really just about solving our own problem. Sean is my brother and co-founder, my only other sibling, so that works out well. He's incredible. Like, we really built this together from the ground up. Sean built our first website, our first e-store. He's a true born entrepreneur, and he handles all of our logistics, the business component of how we're sourcing, the operations of how we're expanding as quickly as we are. And we really come together on certain things like product design and the vision and growth strategy of the company. I work really hands-on with our creative team and our product team, as well as our content that we create. What we think about at Vitruvi is operating fully transparently. So we ended up launching a premium product, usually always certified organic, and doing it in a fully transparent way. That really comes from kind of my science background and wanting people to just know what products they're getting. So on every product page, you can download the certificate of analysis of the third-party testing of all of our oils. You can see the little graph of the purity and potency. And we price it in a way that we want people to be able to use these products freely, that you can experiment and create your own custom diffuser blend or a bespoke aroma that speaks to you and your personality, that you can clean with them, and that they're not too precious to take care of yourself with. I think the challenge in growing this was really just every day. And I came from a world of academia where you get to know what you need to know, and then you study it, and then you're tested, and then you study it again. And especially in medical school, they test you so many times, and you do practice runs, and you really know what success or the right answer looks like. Entrepreneurship is the exact opposite of that. And that was a really big hurdle for me to get over, and I still deal with it today. That feeling of knowing that discomfort is really what creates the magic and what creates momentum. And if you wait to know what the right answer is, you're moving too slow. So that shift from waiting for the right answer to creating the right move was the hardest piece. The team that we have now is really what Sean and I have always embodied that we've wanted to have, which is a small, high-performance team. We're not too to brag about headcount or how fast the company has grown, but really the quality of the people that work there. And we truly are a design studio. When you come into our office, it's workplaces and people with paper on their desks and sketching things and creating different versions of things and a lot of experimenting and researching. We're at 20 people now. And when it started, it was just Sean and I. And our first employee, Steph, is still with the team. And she's incredible and packed orders with us shoulder to shoulder while we were still shipping at the mailbox. We grew really through our website, but when you're starting out, it's really hard to get that momentum. So it started through our website and then through boutique, really relationships that we had. And those were across North America. Today, about a good portion of our business, the majority of it, is through our website, vitruvi.com. And a lot of it actually also comes through our content site, Base Notes, which is our digital magazine. So the blog and the writing still has a place. And then we have some incredible relationships with major retail partners like Goop, Sephora, Nordstrom, where we've been the first essential oil brand, and each of them kind of paving the way there for wellness, meeting the world of beauty. And then we still have an incredible assortment of close to 300 boutique stores. And we consider those discovery shops, design stores, where people care about quality products and have more time to be curious. When we think about selling scent online, the neat thing about essential oils is that their form and function, their scent and benefit. And so we can tell you that geranium smells like a flower, but if I tell you also the benefits that it has for if you put a few drops on a warm face cloth and steam your face with it, it's a different story. And then if I tell you that Cleopatra apparently used to use it, it's a whole other story. So there's all these layers of essential oils that kind of make it interesting. When we thought about our distribution, we actually thought about our customer. The majority of our customers are women, and they're super smart, they're super busy, they're very discerning, and they have a limited amount of time. So when we picked out our retail partners, we actually thought about where she shops for home products, where she shops for clothing, and where she shops for her beauty products, and then created relationships with those retail partners so that when she was just going about her day, it would be really easy to smell that, to discover it, and to make the purchase. The heart of Vitruvi is all around natural home scenting. Our ceramic diffuser is a beautiful lifestyle piece that sits in a home and fills about 500 square feet with non-toxic essential oils. And that's ultrasonic diffusion, so it means it doesn't heat the oils at all. It's a small oscillating plate that moves really, really fast and creates a cold mist that comes out. So that's really the heartbeat of the company. We create blends that are seasonal and that are really based on some of our top performing essential oils and think about different moments of the day that people would want to diffuse them. It's really taking the place of a designer candle that you would have in a room that uses synthetic fragrance. From there, we also have products that let you use your kind of for personal body care as well as for face. Things like mists, roll-on products, which were some of our first, and kind of taking essential oils on the go. My latest favorite is our after oil, which is like a natural version of a sports gel, and it is a blend that's in a roll-on of turmeric oil and black pepper. It's in a base of cumin seed, and it gets hot and cold, and it's really great for your shoulders while you're working at your desk. And then for diffusing, I love our Whitestone diffuser. I usually use it with Dusk, which is a blend that I created while camping with friends in Joshua Tree and wanted to create the aroma of the desert at night. So it's kind of dry and it has hotwood in it and frankincense and lavender. And then our eucalyptus oil is just, in my opinion, the best, and it smells like a spa. And you can just take a bottle of it into the shower and put a few drops in your hand and turn your morning shower into a spa experience. Our brand fundamentally is about taking care of people, and our manifesto is helping women take care of themselves so they can take on the world. And that's how we think about our growth. How do we scale our experience as well as our distribution and the quality of our products? So things you can expect for us is our distribution is growing more globally. Our customer experience is going to continue to get better and better. And our shipping and our ease experience, we just launched a really neat subscription program that goes along with our concierge program. So you can create your own mix of oils that gets mailed to you to create recipes and blends. And then from a content side of things, I think the thing that I'm most excited about is Base Notes, which is our online editorial, and is really where the beginning of Vitruvi began, which was telling stories and interviewing interesting people and learning about how they fuel themselves. As a brand and someone in the wellness space, I'm really passionate about people thinking about why they want to invest in their health. And I don't believe in wellness for the sake of wellness. It's like, let's do cool stuff in the world and take care of ourselves so we can keep doing it. That's what I'm most excited about, people getting to read those stories. Thank you.
Sarah Panton, co-founder and CEO of Vitruvi. My thanks to Sarah for stopping by our College Street Bureau in Toronto and to Monocle's Will Kitchens for conducting this interview. The show is mixed and edited by Nora Hu. I'm Daniel Bache. Thank you so much for listening and goodbye.